one is deep and abiding are somewhat remarkable. Hardly anywhere else does one find scientists, engineers, philosophers, poets, mystics, economists, farmers, and office managers collected into one circle of seeking and able to find common ground in what is brought forward. That speaks to a multivalence of a material that is quite striking. I know of no other way to enter into this multivalence than a careful reading of the texts, pondering, one after another, so many turns of phrase that offer openings into a cosmic landscape that is staggering in its scope, even while at the same time they give clues to possibilities for further exploration. The story of the three brave adventurers whose collective efforts made this communication possible is itself a narrative well worth hearing. This narrative is told in considerable detail, and with as complete a fidelity to the actual truth of events as I have ever encountered in Gary L. Bean's Tilting at Windmills. The story, it must be admitted, is genuinely poignant. One learns that an undertaking of the kind necessary to bring forth the Law of One is not without cost, and that the cost was indeed great for all concerned. I therefore wish to conclude this brief preface by expressing my gratitude to those intrepid travelers who have gone before me and have played a decisive role in opening a clearing filled with love and light. It is a clearing in which I have learned to stand with others of like mind, like spirit, and like commitment to seeking that truth which beckons ever from a place just beyond the reach of the grasping mind, but not at all remote from the open heart. How these books came to be. Beginning in the fall of 2004, Toby Wheelock commenced what would come to be called the Re-Listening Project. As the name implies, he, along with the help of volunteers, methodically re-listened to the original recordings of the 106 sessions of the Contact with Ra three times over the course of 8 years. From this effort emerged a brand new transcript that would become the basis of this book. After completing the project in March of 2012, Toby wrote the Re-Listening Report, meticulously cataloging the many changes to the text and sharing something of his journey in the great effort that would produce what he called the re-listened and the lightly edited versions. The former is an exact transcript of what is on the audio, all syllables and sounds included. The latter is a lightly edited version of the same. The re-listened and lightly edited versions are not derivative of or based upon the original five published books. Instead, they are entirely new manuscripts taken directly from the source material, i.e., the audio tapes. The text of the Ra Contact book comes directly from the lightly edited version. Therefore, the great majority of the changes to the re-listened and lightly edited version, itemized in the re-listening report, have been carried into this book. However, additional refinements were made to the text for the Ra Contact. Consequently, the reader may discover slight discrepancies between the changes cataloged in the report and the material as it appears in this book. The Ra Contact is meant to serve as a continuation of the lightly edited project. And in that regard, its mission is to provide, as best as possible, an exact transcript of the actual audio with minor, mostly grammatical edits in order to improve readability. The two volumes of the Ra Contact neither negate nor supersede the original five published books. Both sets will continue to be offered side by side for the reader to choose their form of reading, each having its own merits. A note about this audiobook. This audio recording is a narration of that transcript produced for the Ra Contact. It has been further edited in minor ways to suit this medium. For instance, Ra typically began each statement with the words, "I am Ra." There were a few passages where this preamble was strangely absent, as the consistency of those words helps to differentiate between Don's questions and Ra's responses when narrated in the audio format. They have been inserted in places even when Ra did not actually say them. Additionally, Ra occasionally made mistakes during their conversation with Don, often when attempting to communicate numbers. These mistakes were often caught by Don or Ra themselves and corrected in a subsequent passage or session. To avoid confusion and misinformation, these numbers have been corrected in line for the transcript of this audiobook. These, along with other minor discrepancies that might be found, are never intended to change the meaning of the text, only to make the listening experience better. For the purist, the transcript printed in the Ra Contact, Teaching the Law of One, is the best medium for studying this material. Introduction. From January 15th, 1981,